Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. It will be a race against time for one project in Imlay City to be completed in time for the summer recreational season. The City Commission approved repair work of the Alvin Norlin Memorial Pool and Splash Pad at 387 East 3rd Street. According to the DPW, the work that is to be done includes the entire pool to be refinished and recoated ahead of the summer swimming season. Johnson Pools and Supplies will do the tile repair and refinishing to both the pool and splash pad work at a cost of $36,595. The repairs to the pool and splash pad are expected to be finished in time for Memorial Day, when the pool and splash pad opens for the season. The City of Croswell's Planning Commission will conduct a meeting at 5:30 p.m. on May 13th. The meeting, which will be at the Croswell Community Center, 124 North Howard Avenue, is to review a request for a dog kennel license. The proposed site for the kennel is at 303 Mills Street, Croswell, which is pending the sale to Michelle Saad. Public comments will be accepted during the meeting. Those who cannot attend the meeting can submit a written comment on the issue and send it to Croswell City Hall, 100 North Howard Avenue, and a copy of the proposal for a kennel can be viewed at the same address from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. And we'll be back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Once upon a time, our family had trouble with pests around our home. Did you know that stinging insects send tons of people to the hospital? And teeny ticks and mosquitoes can be all around the yard. Their bites can make people and their pets sick. Mice, rats, and roaches need food and water just like us. You do not want them to visit. They can spread disease and make it hard to breathe. I'm sure glad this story has a happy ending.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel praised the passage of Senate Bill 27 in the Michigan House of Representatives by a vote of 93-12. The bill amends the insurance code to provide for parity of coverage of treatment for mental health and substance use disorder. Michigan residents need legislation like Senate Bill 27 to require health insurers to provide parity in their coverage for substance use disorder and mental health treatments, the same as they cover similar medical benefits, Nessel said. We can strengthen the federal requirements by installing a state-level mandate and at the same time close loopholes that allow insurers to evade their responsibilities to consumers. A patient's need for treatment of substance use disorder or any other mental health needs can be every bit as acute, urgent, and vital to a patient's well-being as any other medical intervention. As we combat the opioid epidemic across the state, we must ensure Michigan residents have access to all the health treatment services they require. I applaud the House for recognizing this and passing this much-needed legislation. The nation's employers pulled back on their hiring in April but still added a decent 175,000 jobs in a sign that persistently high interest rates may be starting to slow the robust U.S. job market. Last month's hiring gain was down sharply from the blockbuster increase of 315,000 in March, yet the moderation in the pace of hiring, along with a slowdown last month in wage growth, will likely be welcomed by the Federal Reserve, which has kept interest rates at a two-decade high to fight persistently elevated inflation. Hourly wages rose a less than expected 0.2% from March and 3.9% from a year earlier, the smallest annual gain since June of 2021. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.